It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. At the end of the program, I will be praying for you and your needs. We are studying that Jesus Christ healed so many people when He was on this earth. And the Matthew says, Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, he says, whatever the Isaiah said is fulfilled. What Isaiah said? Isaiah said in Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And when Jesus Christ came and went to the synagogue and he took their scroll or Bible and opened to the Isaiah 61, that is recorded in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he explained to the people that he is going to do the things what the Isaiah said, healing all kinds of sickness and disease and blinds and deliver the people from their bondages. So the Jesus Christ did signs and wonders and miracles when he was on earth. As I said earlier, we are starting the new series that Jesus healings and miracles. I'm going to tell you one by one, everything is recorded in the Bible. Why are we doing this? So our faith can increase. The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. So we just finished one program that Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. Today we are going to learn one paralyzed man God healed. Now his story is given in Matthew chapter 9, verse 2 to 8, Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, and Luke chapter 5, verse 18 to 25. Now this man was paralyzed, but we don't know how long he was paralyzed. But one thing we know, he was lying on his bed. That means he was not walking, he was not doing any kind of job, and he was very sick man. But thank God, the Word of God says he had some good friends. So three, four friends, maybe four people, they came to him and they said, hey, Jesus Christ is doing signs and wonders and miracles. People are getting healed, delivered, and set free. Would you like to go? I believe he might have said yes. Because if he say no, they cannot bring him without his will. So here the Word of God is saying, they came, and when they came to the house where Jesus Christ was preaching and praying for sick people, there was no room. You remember last time we learned, Jesus Christ was praying in Peter's mother-in-law's house and there was no room inside. So people were standing outside and the Word of God says whole city at the door. And Jesus prayed for those people from evening to morning. So now, similar situation. This might be somebody's house. And this house looks like a very big house. Because wherever Jesus went, hundreds of people followed him. Now when these people took this man for healing, there was no room. They could not go. The door, people are standing at the door and window and everywhere. There is no room. So these four friends, they decided, We are not going to give up. We are going to climb the roof. And the word of God says they went on the roof. And they went on the roof and they listened where the voice is coming. And exactly they pointed out, and the word of God says, Luke chapter 5 verse 19, they start taking the tiles off. It was easy. Some houses are made with the grass and some kind of leaves. And if you try to move it, it will fall on somebody's face and eye. But this house was the tiled house, maybe a rich man's house. So they took the tiles off. And the bed is not like an American bed. American beds are like almost 4 feet high and very heavy. Sometimes you need two people to carry the mattresses. But their beds are just like a mat or something, and they can fold it and walk away. But this man may be sleeping on that, and they made four people carrying four corners, and they opened the top of the roof, took the tiles off, and they don't have to cut anything or take the nails out because they just tie the thread and all the bars of the wooden bars. So they might have taken one of them out and put the man just in front of Jesus Christ. Nobody shouted at them. Nobody said, why are you doing this? Maybe people were curious what Jesus Christ is going to do. And those people, the word of God said, they put it right in front of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ saw this man very sick, paralyzed, and so there were Pharisees sitting there, and there were enemies sitting there, and they start thinking in their mind how he is going to heal this man. Maybe that day was Sabbath. So Jesus Christ saw their thought, what they were thinking. When I heard that, when I read that, I knew Jesus Christ was not an ordinary man. He was God himself. He knew the thoughts of the people and what they were thinking, what he's going to do. So he said, okay, let me ask you a question. He simply said to the man, son, your sins are forgiven. Be happy, be joyful. As soon as he said that, the man was still not healed. And they start thinking, does this man has the power to forgive somebody's sin? Then he said, I know what you're thinking. Let me ask you a question, which is easy. Tell this man, your sins are forgiven, or tell him to pick up your mat or pick up your bed and walk. Which is easy? Now to them, both things are difficult. But then Jesus said to this man, pick up your bed and walk. And this man took his bed and walked away in front of them. Can you imagine? This man was paralyzed. But one thing Jesus said, when they were removing the tiles, and he said to those people, you have a great faith. If you didn't have the faith, you wouldn't be opening the tiles and bringing this man down. And they encouraged this man and they brought that man to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. And I was thinking, there are people always think if somebody is sick, don't tell that person, confess your sin. All the sickness and disease came by sin. Adam committed sin. And all the sickness and disease started. And so, this is nothing wrong. If somebody is sick, tell that person. Call upon Jesus. Ask forgiveness of your sins. And Jesus Christ will heal you. Jesus was not saying, if I say your sins are forgiven, these people are going to fight with me. But he said, I'm saying this because you should know. The Son of Man has power and authority to forgive the sins. Jesus Christ is the only one can forgive your sin. So we have to come to Jesus Christ. When you come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me, touch me, heal me. He will do it right away. It doesn't take time. Look at this man. Immediately, this paralyzed man was healed. He could not walk. Now he is able to walk. And not only that, he is taking his bed, maybe a big roll of bundle of bed or wooden bed. I don't know what was it. But he took it and walked in front of all the people, completely healed. Jesus Christ is alive today. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchangeable God. He has given us the same power to heal people, paralyzed people, the people who cannot walk or who cannot do anything. Those people can be healed instantly. There was a one man came and I was praying for people. And his legs were crooked and he came with some kind of device to bring him up. And somebody took him to the platform. I prayed for him. His leg was twisted. I prayed for him and he jumped from the pulpit and started walking. How it happened? Only power of God touched him and healed him. And many, many people saw this and start asking for prayer. Jesus Christ heals you today. There was another man I prayed. This man, his legs were crooked like this. He was 6 foot tall. But now he was walking like a 2.5 feet tall man. He came and I prayed for him. And I said, sir, Jesus Christ already touched you. Come tomorrow. He said, no, I have no time. I'm a very busy man. I said, listen, one day you will be walking straight. And that day, tell somebody who healed you. Pretty soon, the man was walking in the market street. And I was walking opposite side. And I saw that man. And his face I remember. I stopped him. I said, sir, did you walk like this? Now just think, if I got the wrong man, he was a very healthy, handsome man. He could slap me. He could say anything. He said, how do you know? I said, I prayed for you. He said, well, one man with a white garment and he prayed for me and he told me, one day you're going to walk. He said, come tomorrow, but I didn't go. But I start walking. I said, who healed you? He said, Jesus healed me. Point I'm making. Whatever I said in the name of Jesus, that man walked straight. And this testimony I was giving in my church. And there was a Hindu man sitting there. He said, I can only believe if you can pray for my daughter. And her legs were like an arch in her legs. She was maybe 6-7 years old. And I said, bring her here. And he brought her to the stage. And I laid hand and prayed for her both legs. Jesus healed her. Today, she finished her college and university. And she is working in some big firm. Completely healed. And the man got saved and baptized. The point I'm making, our Jesus is healing people today. The paralyzed people, bended knees, or crooked legs, or the people who could not walk. I prayed for them in the name of Jesus. Immediately, they start walking. Immediately, God healed. There is nothing impossible with God. If you are having crooked legs, or shortened leg, or twisted hand, or twisted foot, just call upon Jesus. I'm going to give you a chance. I want people to get healed, delivered, and set free. We are doing this program on television, as well as this program will be going to around the world over the radio. We have the radio program going to 122 countries. And this television program is going to millions of houses. People are getting healed, delivered, and set free. But there are some Christian people, they do not believe. They said, we never saw this kind of miracle. Why? Because they don't want to believe that Jesus Christ heals today. I guarantee you, if you call upon Jesus, whatever your sickness and disease, you just call and say, Lord Jesus, I tried everything. I want to believe you. Just touch me and heal me. He will do it. There is nothing impossible with God. Look at these four people, his friend. They saw miracles. Maybe they had their own miracles. It's not written. But they wanted to help somebody. We got our miracle. Jesus healed us. Let's go and help you, and you will be healed. And according to their faith, it happened. Jesus recognized. He said, you people have great faith. And because of your faith, this man is going to be healed. And this man was healed. Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Are you a believer? Do you go to church? Did you see the miracles? If you did, why don't you encourage somebody? Like these four people encouraged this man. Go and tell somebody. Or bring somebody to the church. I tell my church member, go and tell somebody. Bring them to church and see what God can do. And people come and they get healed, delivered, and set free. Our God is a miracle-working God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the same time, I'm not ashamed to tell people that Jesus heals you today. Why should be afraid? Because we are not healing. We are not the healer. Jesus is. You know, there was a Shamba. He just passed away, went to heaven. He said, I went to India or I went to other countries. And I tell these people, give them challenge. Pray in the name of Rama. Pray in the name of Buddha. If nothing happens, I will pray in the name of Jesus. And he would pray in the name of Jesus and people will get healed. People start witnessing. Do you know there is a man, he is still alive. His name is Reinhard Bonnke. God called him to go to Africa. And Africa, hundreds and thousands and millions of people getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free every day. Some people say it doesn't work because you do not want to believe it works. If you say, I have a need, I am sick, touch me and heal me, he will. If you run to the empty tanks, that's your business. I'm not saying not to go to doctor, but coming to Jesus without money, without anything, it's free and it's done immediately. Look at the Peter's mother-in-law, immediately got healed. Look at this paralyzed man, immediately got healed and took his bed and walked in front of hundreds of people. And they were witness. And that's why the people go and tell other people. People get healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. I'm a living witness. I'm doing this for many, many, many years. And I'm not finished. I'm telling people, I'm not going to be retired. I'm going to work until Jesus Christ calls me. And so my job is to pray for you, encourage you, and tell you that Jesus Christ is doing miracles today. We are going to see each and every miracle in the Bible, what Jesus Christ did. We did some radio programs called Jesus is the Answer. There might be 52 to 54 programs on radio. Each and every miracle Jesus did, explained in that radio program. Each and every miracle what the disciple did is mentioned in that program. If somebody's sick, and they want to know, go to my website, listen to those programs. record those programs, give it to somebody. I guarantee you, if they listen again and again and again, 52 times or 54 times what God is doing, they will surely will get healed, delivered, and set free. As I said earlier, the Word of God says, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So we have to believe what God said, it's done by faith. You just trust in God. You just tell somebody. Whatever the miracle God did for you, don't hide. Just tell somebody what God has done. I'm going to pray for you. What you do, you just say, Lord, I need you. See what Jesus Christ said to this man? He said, son, your sins are forgiven. And then he said, take up your bed and walk. If you're living in sin, the sickness and disease will not go. When you go to any doctor, doctor might be Hindu, might be Muslim, might be Christian, might be Jewish, they will never ask you, did you commit any sin? No. They just give you medicine and you go. So, they just treat your physical body, they cannot treat your soul. But Jesus Christ is concerned about your spiritual and physical. So the spiritually people are dead because of sin. But when you confess your sins, and then what happens? When the sin is out, the enemy is out. All the sickness and disease enemy brings. St. John chapter 10 verse 10, he says, the enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. The abundant life comes from Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you. Here we have an example. The man was paralyzed, sick and dying. Immediately Jesus healed that person. Are you sick and afflicted? Are you lying in that bed? Do you have any friend to tell you to take you to the revival meeting or healing services? If not, this program is coming to your house, coming to your hospital, coming to your living room or wherever you are sitting or lying. You have nothing to lose. Just say, Jesus, I believe what this man of God is saying. He is saying from the Word of God. And I believe if those people can get healed, I can get healed. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to send me any money. We are not asking anything. We are just saying, just have faith in Jesus Christ. Just pray. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, that forgive my sins, He has already forgiven. When the sins are forgiven, then the sickness and disease will be gone. Some people, they don't want to confess their sins. And they are bitter about somebody. They have grudge on somebody. And they want to kill or destroy somebody. And they are lying in their deathbed. Still, they don't want to forgive somebody. The Word of God says, if you want to get healed, if you want God to answer your prayer, forgive others. Confess your sins and He will do it. Now I already prayed. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, what you do? Believe. If you have sickness, and maybe you have secret sickness, you don't want to tell somebody. You don't want to tell your wife or children, they're getting scared. Tell Jesus. I'm going to pray for you. Put your hand on your heart. Or touch somebody, whoever needs healing, just by faith. I guarantee you, God will honor your faith. If He can honor those four brothers who took this paralyzed man, He can honor your faith for your children, or your wife, or your son, or your daughter, or your friend, or your neighbor. God is not partial. He loves you. Let's do it by faith. Jesus Christ laid hand, we just read it, And so let's lay hand on people and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay hand by faith and each and every listeners, touch them, heal them, deliver them, set them free. And let them know God has started a good work and He's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now, I already prayed. God already heard our prayer. There is no distance in prayer. Jesus Christ's words never fails. Jesus never fails. I am standing on the promises of Jesus Christ. He has given me authority and power to pray. And I pray by faith. So I know God has already touched you. Just go and practice what you were not able to do before. Go and call your friends. Call your doctor. Go to church. Start reading Bible. From Matthew to Revelation. And see what God has done. Your faith will increase. And you will never be the same. God has started a good work in your life. And He will complete it. Our God is not a man. He could fail. Just trust in Him. And you will never go wrong. You will never be the same. What I want to do, I want you to tell somebody what God is doing. Now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.